in my full house, right? When I'm to help with my, you know, with my sort of nerves and agitation and just general, you know, stress from trying to really get, you know, get over what it was I was trying to get over. And actually, I often find I get constricted in that area, in the sort of chest area, when I'm giving lectures or talks, you know, often. And in fact, it can be quite physically painful sometimes. You know, I just get a kind of crunch, and suddenly something crunches up in there, and it's quite painful. And I found this was very useful as a way of releasing the tension. And particularly, I found it useful to put my hand on the area. So, it gave me a kind of mindfulness during while I was doing my talk. So I found it very useful. I'm like, well, keep.
Yeah. Good.
It's funny.
Whether it was me or whether it was, you know, whether I felt I was all of this, as it were, using this as a central area rather than me than putting myself here. Mm-hmm. So to that extent, maybe I wasn't doing quite what you had in mind, but I, in another sense, I was centering myself.
Mm-hmm. No, as a matter of fact, I want to go more in that direction. It's often noisy here. Shall we maybe give this up at least for this morning? And then talk to them about, you know, whatever plans.
I think we should go on.
It was a good try.
It was a good try. Well, we'll leave the thing set up like this. And if the situation changes out there, we'll...
Yeah. Even the session's pretty good because they won't be here.
It's a nice passage in the life of the Buddha where it talks about his early, very early days when he was in the hell realms. Forget about that.
It was just in relation to all this finding yourself in the first evening, and I've told Jack Wharton's already, and I think it's just odd, but anyway. When I lay down, I have no idea where myself was at all, and I still don't really know, but when I lay down the first evening, put to sleep, and it was dark, pitch dark, and I thought, my eye is my spine. It seemed to be that this was a central eye, like a pronoun shape. So, where was that? My spine. Just that I am my spine backbone.
My
letter I, pronoun.
Oh,
alright.
Interesting. Okay.
Delphic. We slowly follow you.
We're waiting.
Okay. So now, I don't want to take much more time because we really now should start moving things along. So two things. One is I want to encourage you to continue to experiment with this, and one way to do that would be to deliberately go from one to the other. What is it like if you're centered in your head, if you can really feel what that's like, then see what happens if you can center more in your chest. Anyway, experiment with that in any way you like. The other element I want to add is really goes exactly to this issue of centering your experience in the chest or in the heart. So as a way of working with this very simple practice, if you can take into account your whole world, and I guess I have to say something about what I mean by world. I'm using that word instead of environment, because environment sounds so very physical. And I don't mean just the physical, right? So, for example, your world would include your past, your experience, right? In a kind of a very much a background way. And it would include your expectations. So it's really more in Max's terms, I guess, it's a psychophysical world I'm talking about. It's who you are and what's going on. And at any moment, it seems to me. We have a who I am and what's happening. And it's shaped by the past, and it's shaped by the future, our expectations at least about the future. And it's shaped by, it's shaped on many different dimensions. Part of it, of course, is the physical. But the kinds of things that, that Russ does, the kinds of things that the beak brings up are all perfect examples. You know, those are like casting a fishing rod into the world, right? And see what you pull up. And you pull up all these different things, right? Some of them are feelings, and some of them are emotions, and some of them are thoughts. That's really what I mean. If you say the center of your world is you know, you're coming, you are experiencing the world from the center in the chest, as compared to experiencing the world from the center in the head. It's only about 1 foot, right? It doesn't seem like a big deal. But that's, of course, a very physical way of thinking about it.
Try doing it sideways.
What's that?
Going a foot side.
You could try that. Look, at this point, if you want to experiment with something else, that's fine with me. As I said the first day, what I'm interested in is doing something different. Now, I think this particular difference is a fruitful one.
Yeah.
But if you want to try it, you know, I'm more interested in finding ways to do things differently. And it's like Ron again asked Russ the other day, and I thought it was a great question. He said, and he referred to what I had said about change and about difference. And he said, well, when people do the beeping, when they're subjects in DES, does that change things for them? And Russ, you said, yeah, sometimes really dramatically, other times not at all, but sometimes really dramatically. And, you know, it's that level of just doing something different, because what Russ asks people to do is very different from our ordinary experience in a very simple way. It's something, as you say, we can pretty much all do with just a minimum of training. And that's why I think the inactive torch actually has such interesting potential, because you know, you could really do something very different. Your experience could be very different. I think it would take longer than 30 seconds, and probably even longer than 30 minutes, but certainly 30 hours. Anyway. Okay, so that's the additional element in the exercise. And then I have something to help remind you. Maybe you're going to have to do some work. Here we are. Good one, pass it along.
This is a...
You have to do more work than that. There's three on a sheet, so you have to take one of them. You have to break the sheets apart. You see what I'm saying?
But you've taken three.
You've taken three. I only want you to take one.
Hey.
Oh. You have to fold it over and tear it apart. It's a lot of work, actually. I'm asking you. I just didn't have time to do it.
Take just one.
I want you to take just one.
Yes.
And then here is the second. These are actually old name badges. This, you know, I'm adapting them for another use. I want you to wear these, at least today, okay? If you don't want to, it's, you know, fine. The idea is that they're a reminder. You know that old story about the the king?
I'll put these back.
The king and his ministers. Something has gone wrong with the... I'm keeping people's attention in this group. You're working.
How many?
No, I don't have one.
I thought you would do that.
Tear the sheets up, and then put one of these. Anyway, I was starting to mention the story that some of you may well know about a kingdom in which something goes wrong with the water supply and it drives people crazy. So when people drink this, they are driven insane. And the king and his ministers realize what's happening, and they don't drink the water. They have their own supply, but eventually that runs out. And now they have the choice of either not of dying because they don't have any water, or drinking this water knowing they'll go insane. And so they finally decide they have to drink the water, but they say, well, put a mark on our foreheads. And when we see someone with that mark on his forehead, then at least it will remind us, maybe, that we used to be different. So that's a little what this is like. I want you to wear these so that when you see each other wearing these, you will be reminded of the practice. And maybe in the moment that you see it, you will be encouraged to do it.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So this is just a little manual dexterity part of the exercise.
So this is to remind us that we are different.
Right.
Just summarize.
I know.
You didn't hear the story.
Or was just
no, I didn't hear the story, no.
Relax.
You can tell her the story.
But I did.
In brief, we used to not be crazy.
Right. This is a reminder that there's... This is a reminder that... We used to not be crazy.
The third version of the story is, in brief, we used to not be crazy.
Right. And this reminds us of that. These remind us that we can be different in this particular respect. Reminds us.
What are we different from then?
We're different from where we are normally centered. That's all. This is a very simple practice, remember? It's just the chest versus the head. So here, I will now model.
Yeah. So when we see someone else, it will bring us back to ourselves.
Right. It may also trigger some conversations with the rest of the people I brought in the lane.
Yes.
It's up to you.
What did you say about that,
Mally? I said it may also trigger some conversations with other people who brought the lane.
Oh, I've had some conversations with other people.
Yes. Oh, the people who brought the lane were a very interesting group of people.
They are, very. Yeah. Are they curious about us?
Yes.
Are they?
Yes. That's actually why I posted the list of topics and talks over by the kitchen. They might like to see them too.
They might like to come in because they're coming to
Well, somebody did ask me about coming in. One person in the community asked about coming to the evening sessions, and they work during the day. Would people feel all right about that? Okay.
You should check specifically with Claire.
I will check specifically with Claire. Is it all right if somebody from the community comes in?
Does maybe he not here, Jack. You should check.
Russ, you're very good. Thank
you. How many
people? Well, only one has mentioned it, but Russ is right. Let's make a final decision about that in private. Okay, that's all I have to say this morning. I'd originally made a little kind of bullseye thing, and then I thought, well, wait a minute, we have a logo that works perfectly. So this is the CCI logo, in case you didn't recognize it.
Well, with the mark as well, is the mark part of it?
The mark?
The mark? Yeah, the red mark.
Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The mark is it?
No.
Actually, it goes with my phone.
You know, you have your naked man or your naked kid.
I thought people could handle that. Okay, so which one of the Michelles is going? One of the Michelles. Oh, wait a second.